this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, this is Connie. Connie Kendall, I mean. And I'd like you to join us for a time of wonder and excitement and all kinds of other fun stuff. Are you ready? Well, let's go for another Adventure in Odyssey.
So, did you get a good clown story?
I'm not writing a story about clowns, Wooten.
Oh, how naive the non-clown can be.
There's been a clown disappearance.
It's a betrayal. It's a travesty. A tragedy for clowns everywhere.
It makes me want to spit.
What are you, a clown school dropout?
Oh, hey, Connie.
Oh, hi, Wooten.
Here's your mail. Sorry about that one package. There was a steamroller incident.
Huh?
Is that a good book?
No, this is not a good book. It's a terrible book.
Oh, then why are you reading it?
This is Rusty Gordon's story.
Oh, yeah, the one about Odyssey?
Yeah, and it makes me madder and madder every time I read it.
Oh, maybe you should stop reading it.
Listen to this.
Okay.
If a leaf fell off a tree and landed on the mayor's car, it would make the front page of the Odyssey Times.
Okay.
Man, it makes me want to spit.
Oh, that'll just make the pages wet. Possibly not reading it would be an answer to your problem.
You know, this is saying Odyssey is boring, but Odyssey is exciting. Lots of things happen here. Rusty probably never even read the newspaper. Oh, look at this. Hmm. The Odyssey Times right here.
Okay.
I'll bet I can find five things on the front page that are interesting and exciting.
Sure.
Okay. How's Diner to start serving larger pancakes? Mayor waffles on recycling service. Town to toast new assistant librarian.
Oh, well, suddenly I'm hungry for breakfast.
Oh, boy. Rusty's right. This place is boring. And here I am writing a book about this town where nothing ever happens.
Aww.
What kind of book is that?
Well, didn't you decide to write this book to show what Odyssey really is?
Yeah.
A small town with pleasant people, nice shops, and an unbelievable postal service?
Well, about that, I sent a letter across town last month, and it took 2 weeks to get there.
Like I said, unbelievable.
Yeah, that is why I wrote the book, but people these days need an explosion every 4 pages just to hold their attention.
Mm.
If I make it about the real Odyssey, nobody outside the county's gonna read it. You know what? I need conflict, adventure, drama.
Oh, you could write about the one time that company tried to control the minds of everyone in Odyssey and later take over the world.
Yeah, I think that's too much drama. And that wasn't what Odyssey is. I need a human interest story about relationships.
Relationships.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, what about the carnival this weekend? There'd have to be a good story there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that sounds exciting.
But a traveling circus troupe is coming in to do the entertainment.
So?
You know what you could do some research on?
What?
Clowns. My great-aunt Polly was a clown, and she had this incredibly fascinating life.
Really? What was her life like?
I don't know.
Then how do you know it was fascinating?
Because she was a clown. But she couldn't tell me anything because of the CCC.
The what?
The Clown Confidentiality Code, Connie. Actually, that's 4 C's. Outsiders aren't allowed to know what happens in the inner workings of clowndom.
Well, I'm not writing a story about clowns, Wooten.
You can go where no writer has ever gone before. Oh, and you can find out how my great aunt died.
You mean you don't know?
I couldn't get any information at all. That's the CCC for you.
So they wouldn't even tell you how your aunt died?
Well, the doctor said it was because she choked on the banana while she was having a heart attack, and that caused her to drive her car into a tree. But I can't help but think there's something more to it, Connie. The truth is out there.
Hey, Grady.
Hi, Max.
So, what did you think of my dad today?
He's all right.
It was pretty cool of him to come in for a career day, huh? He doesn't get to come around for these things very often, but I think his presentation was the best.
It was okay.
Is your dad coming in?
No, he doesn't have time.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen your dad.
He's real busy.
Doing what?
His job.
Which is?
Top secret. And he's busy doing things like riding in rodeos and skydiving and stuff.
Really?
Sure. And when he's not busy doing those things, we hang out.
I've never seen you hanging out with your dad.
We hang out all the time. In fact, he's spending the whole weekend. weekend with me.
Oh, then I guess I'll meet him Saturday.
I don't know. We'll be really busy.
But you signed up to work at the cotton candy booth at the carnival.
Oh, yeah.
And you're spending the whole weekend together, right? So he must be coming to the carnival.
Sure, yeah. He'll be there.
Great, I'll find you then.
Yeah.
See ya.
Great.
He doesn't work there anymore?
No, I'm sorry, he doesn't.
But this is the last number he gave us.
Well, it doesn't look like he's worked here for quite some time.
Well, if he comes back to get something, can he tell him his son needs him? All right. That's okay. Bye. What am I gonna do? I need to get Daddy here by Saturday.
Coming!
Hey, you didn't do the secret knock.
This is my house.
It is? Oh, yeah.
So, what's up?
Oh, I wanted to see if you'd be my partner for the laser tag tournament at the carnival this weekend.
The father-son tournament?
Yeah, but they'll take substitutes. I already asked them. And I thought we'd make a real good team.
Cool. That sounds great. In fact, do you want to just go to the carnival all day together?
Oh, sure, that'd be fun. And I bet you can't eat more elephant ears than I can.
I don't like elephant ears.
Which gives me a sweet little advantage.
I'll meet you at the front gate at 11, okay?
Okay, I'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
Looks like I've got a dad for Saturday.
Funnel cake booth.
Wooten, you just had cotton candy.
Hot dogs, hamburgers.
No, the funnel cake lady would be the best person to ask about the clowns.
I'm not asking the funnel cake lady to give me the dirt on clowns. There's no story there.
Oh, how naive the non-clown can be.
Why are you stopping, Wooten? We don't need funnel cake.
Hello, funnel cake lady. How is the funnel cake today?
Crisp. With a light, delicate flavor of honey and almonds and a touch of home.
Oh, I'll take one. Light on the home, heavy on the sugar and the almonds. Oh, and any information you can give me about the clowns here.
What?
Listen, my friend will pay you for 5 funnel cakes if you give her any inside info. Let's have it.
What? What am I going to do with 5 funnel cakes?
You want a secret about the clowns?
Oh, yeah.
Fine. Their shoes are really a lot bigger than their feet.
Oh, don't play coy with us, ma'am. We knew about the shoes already. Or at least we highly suspected it until now. We want some more.
I know what you're trying to do, and I won't tell you anything about the missing clown.
What?
There's a clown missing?
Oops. Listen, just take your 5 funnel cakes and go, huh?
What clown is missing?
That'll be $10.
Oh, yeah, here.
And now you're holding up the line.
Oh, goodness, Connie. Whatever will we do with those 5 funnel cakes?
Okay, I'm asking him.
He's not gonna tell you anything.
I'll get it out of him. Something's going on here, and I'm gonna find out what it is.
I'll go ahead and try, but clowns won't tell you anything. It's the CCC. I'll meet up with you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Excuse me, Mr. Clown? Very cute. I wonder if you can help me. You see, I'm trying to find out what happened to a certain clown. Oh, you're one of those clowns that can't talk, I see. But I'm gonna need a little something more verbal. Can't you tell me anything? I know, the clown confidentiality code, right? You're welcome. Ugh, it looks like I'm gonna have to go undercover. Grady, I didn't know you were working the cotton candy booth.
I'm just helping. I came early to set up.
Have you seen Wooten?
Not yet.
Well, if you see him, would you tell him I've gone back to Wits End for a little bit?
Sure.
Thanks. Hey, how about a cotton candy for the road?
Do you really need it? I saw you earlier with 5 funnel cakes in your hands.
I gave those away. Cotton candy, please.
Coming right up.
Hey, Grady.
Hi, Max.
So, where's your dad?
He's on his way. Your dad's coming today, Grady?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'll get a chance to meet him.
Sure, but I'm supposed to find him up front.
I'll come with you.
Why?
I really want to meet your dad.
Hey, Grady, over here.
Is that your dad?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, this is gonna be great, pal. I love carnivals.
This is Max.
Cool. Hi, Max.
Hi. You look just like my mailman.
That is really weird because you look just like a kid on my mail route.
So you are a mailman, or is that just your cover?
What?
Exactly. Don't worry, I'll keep your job a secret.
Thanks.
Weird. I've seen both of you around, but I've never put you two together. Grady told me lots of stuff about you, like that you ride in rodeos.
Oh, yeah, that was an accident. I was looking for the men's room.
You're pretty funny.
Oh, well, thanks, Max, but the cowboy didn't think so.
So what did you do when the moose came after you?
Just what any good Alaskan warrior would do. I hid behind our butler, Bradford.
What did Bradford do?
Oh, he gave him a cookie. Hey, look, guys, I'll make another bubblegum animal.
An ostrich! You're amazing!
Oh, thanks, Max. It's a gift.
We need to hurry. Our shift at the cotton candy booth starts in a couple minutes.
Okay, I'll see you at the laser tag tournament.
We'll be there!
I didn't know you had such a cool dad, Grady.
Yeah.
Oh, does he really? I've never met him.
You're really funny. See you later.
Well, why was that so funny?
I don't know. Kids these days.
Yeah. You know, Grady, Max was acting kind of strange.
How?
Well, like when I said I could make my tongue into a hexagon and he asked if you'd inherited the trait.
So?
I know what's going on here. You told Max I was your dad.
Maybe he just started thinking that on his own, without me saying anything.
I don't think so. I let it go because I didn't want to embarrass you, pal, but we need to tell him the truth.
Why? It's not hurting anyone.
Yeah, but it's not right.
It's not right that my dad's never around either.
Yeah, I know.
Or do the kids say my dad is a loser? This isn't any wronger than that.
Grady, look, I'm not saying that any of those things are right, but I do think that you're better than that. You don't need to lie.
I don't want to tell him the truth.
Then I'm gonna have to do it.
I thought you were my friend. Why would you do that? Max will make fun of me.
Grady, I don't...
I need to go.
Wait up, Grady. I don't even know what to tell him when I do find him.
Wooten!
Oh, good. A clown who knows my name. That's just what I needed.
It's me, Connie.
Connie, why are you dressed like that?
I'm going undercover for my book research.
Oh, yeah, the clown research. Hey, you look great.
Thanks. Man, these outfits really itch. Here, hold my nose.
Oh, okay.
Not my real nose, a plastic one.
Oh, yeah. So where'd you get the costume?
Wit keeps a whole bunch of costumes in the little theater.
Are you sure this is a good idea, Connie? I mean, pretending to be a clown.
It's the only way I'm gonna find anything out. All these clowns ever do is honk at me.
Oh, yeah, they're funny that way. That was kind of like Great Aunt Polly at Thanksgiving. You know, we never did figure out if she wanted the salt or the pumpkin pie.
Wooten? There's been a clown disappearance, so really, it's practically my civic duty to investigate.
Do you really believe that?
Maybe. I'm just going to be undercover for a few minutes, ask a few questions about the missing clown and leave.
No, whatever you say. Hey, speaking of disappearances, have you seen Grady around?
Earlier today, he said his dad was coming. I thought that was kind of strange.
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
Well, I hope you find him. It would be good for you to meet his father.
Why do you say that?
His dad could learn a thing or two from you.
Well, about what?
Well, I don't know much about Grady's dad, but I know he's not around much. I mean, you're probably the closest thing Grady has to a dad.
Grady and I just hang out. He helps me with my treehouse and we talk and stuff.
Exactly. The things a dad should do. Hmm. But I'm glad Grady has someone like you.
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, I need to go. There's a clown looking at me suspiciously. Clown entrance. Here I go.
Hey, are you the kid who's replacing Elise?
Huh?
Me?
Yeah, you. I'm Horace, the head clown. Your agent told me you probably wouldn't be here till tomorrow. What's your name?
Lonnie.
Hey.
You know, I didn't hear what happened to the clown who left.
What, Elise? I don't know. She took off. I think she was upset.
By what?
This book. It upset a lot of clowns, Lonnie.
How 73 clowns fit in a car and other secrets clowns don't want you to know. Can I see that?
I'm burning it. It's disgusting.
Is it accurate?
Yeah, very. It tells all of our clown secrets.
Oh, I'd really like to see that book. Really.
Here, it's a betrayal. It's a travesty. A tragedy for clowns everywhere.
So that's how we all fit in the car.
Yeah, give me that thing. You're very funny, Lonnie. Come on, I'll introduce you to the rest of the clowns. We have got a lot of rehearsing to do.
Yeah.
Lonnie, what are you, a clown school dropout? When Will and Ghost left, you go right, you trip over the banana peel, and you flip backwards onto your face so Eunice can ride over you on the unicycle.
That sounds like it might hurt.
Save the jokes for the show, okay? Let's move on to the finale. Lonnie, go ahead and run through your act.
My act?
The cannon.
What? The cannon?
You know the drill. You're getting the cannon. We shoot you over the trapeze. You flip and land in the net. Ta-da! What's the problem? Your agent said this was your gig.
Because that was what Elise did?
Right.
I think I need to go to the bathroom.
Let's just run through it real quick. Walter, roll the cannon out here.
Sure thing, boss.
Horace, could I talk to you?
Who are you?
Someone you know very well.
Oh, yeah. You run the funnel cake booth, but I wouldn't say I know you very well.
Yes, you do. I'm wearing a disguise.
Elise?
Elise is the funnel cake woman?
Oh, I should have known it was you, but we all thought you left.
Oh, I went into hiding. I took another job here.
Why'd you quit?
I had to. I did something awful, and I've been feeling so guilty. I have to come clean.
Wow, what is it?
You know how my daughter has always wanted to be a doctor?
Oh, yeah, sure, we all know.
Well, I wanted to send her to a good school, and I love my job, but the pay just wasn't enough.
What, so you went to look for another job?
Wow, how much do funnel cake workers make?
I couldn't leave the circus. It's my life. But to make money on the side, I wrote a book.
Oh, that's good for you.
Yeah, but not so much for you. It's a tell-all book.
A tell-all book? What about clowns?
Yes.
Wait a minute. It wouldn't happen to be the notorious How 73 Clowns Fit in the Car.
Yes, Horace, it would.
Please sign my copy.
Elise, I just can't believe it.
I'm sorry. I was in a desperate situation, and it was all I could think to do. That's why I left. I couldn't look at your cute little painted faces without thinking of how I'd betrayed you. Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what to say.
I don't expect you to forgive me.
So, did she make it?
Who?
Your daughter, you know. Is she in medical school?
Yes. And she's doing great.
Yeah? Well, it's good to hear. You know, and honestly, I can't say I wouldn't have done the same thing for my son.
Oh, that's very gracious of you.
Yeah, you know, it's not like clown secrets are national security or something, right? You know, I understand, Elise. And I forgive you.
Oh, thank you.
We'll all forgive her, right, everybody?
Oh, this is wonderful.
Yeah, and you know, we'd love to have you come back if you want.
But it looks like you've already found a replacement.
Well, you know, Elise, when you came clean just now, it really inspired me. So there's something I need to tell you, too.
The next round of laser tag will start in 2 minutes.
Whew, I need a break. Oh, Grady!
Hey, Max.
Did you see the scoreboard? My dad and I are winning. My dad has 500 points by himself.
Cool.
How are you and your dad doing? What team are you on?
The blue.
Oh, you're on the team that's short a person.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. Around. Probably planning for his next round.
Is he even here?
Sure.
He's not, is he?
He had to go.
Is he really your dad?
What are you talking about?
Because I asked somebody, and his last name is Bassett, and yours is McKay.
So?
I think you made the whole thing up.
Fine. He's not my dad.
You invented a dad? Man, you're weird.
Oh, hey, Grady, what's going on?
Wooten?
Yeah, I was waiting for you out front. Isn't that where we were going to meet?
I didn't think you'd come.
Oh, how could I miss it?
So, Grady asked you to be in the father-son tournament, even though he's not your son?
So I guess you know about that.
Oh, Grady spilled the beans.
Yeah, good for him. But you know, even though he's not my son, if I did have one, I'd want him to be just like Grady, or at least very Grady-ish. I don't think you could ask for a better kid.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm honored that Grady would think of me as his father, even if he is just pretending. Because to me, he is like a son. Well, he's very son-ish, and if I were his father, I would tell him that I'm proud of him for coming clean and telling you the truth.
Thanks, Wooten.
You guys are made for each other.
Resume play now.
And as his acting father, Grady's on my team, and you are the enemy.
Ah, you got me.
Come on, Grady, let's go get
dad,
his dad.
Watch out, they're coming.
Oh, hiya, Connie.
Hey, Wooten. Grady was just in here looking for you. He was going on and on about how you two won the laser tag tournament.
Yeah, you get that kid a laser and he is dangerous.
Well, it sounded like you had fun.
Yeah, Grady's a great kid. So, did you get a good clown story?
Well, I found a story. But then I was sworn to clown secrecy and agreed not to write any of it.
Well, how very clownish of you.
Thank you. I just have to accept that there isn't any drama in Odyssey.
Don't you think it'd make kind of a great story if some kid pretended some man was his father, but the man knew they had to be honest and not pretend, so the kid got mad at him, but in the end, the man realized that he was sort of a pseudo-father to this kid anyway?
Well, yeah, sure, that would make a great story.
Uh-huh.
But remember, it has to be something that actually happened in Odyssey. Hold on. Wits end, this is Connie. Really? Sure. Okay, thanks for calling. Bye. This is great.
What is it?
Eugene has kidney stones.
That's great.
Well, sure. It's trauma, pain. This is great story stuff. Plus a little mystery. What caused the excess of calcium? Will we ever really know? Cover for me, Wooten. I'll be back in an hour. Huh? I need to get to the hospital.
James 5:16 says, "Confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed." In today's show, Connie and Grady both had a hard time confessing their secrets. It can be embarrassing to admit that we've made a mistake. But if we try to hide what we've done, our friends or parents can't do anything to help us make it right. And when it comes right down to it, doesn't it just feel better to come clean? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Like Father, Like Wooten was written by Kathy Buchanan and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Jonathan Crow. Vocal talent included Katie Lee, Ann Ault, Jordan Orr, and Axel Alba, with Jess Harnell as Wooten. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.